This is Anna Hartley for the Stories of the Docks project. Today's date is Friday the 14th of February 2025. So could I ask you to tell us your name and your year of birth?
I'm Caroline Doyley, born in 1966.
And could you tell me about your family history in the fishing industry or your links to Grimsby Docks?
I can. My great-grandfather came over from Manningtree in Essex, and he was a labourer and eventually a fisherman. My grandfather was a dock labourer and my dad was a docker, and he worked for Sutcliffe's Stevedores for many years. And yeah, he did all kinds of things on the commercial docks.
Could you tell me a bit more about what sort of work he did on the commercial docks?
Yeah, he whatever boat was in, he would be unloading the cargo, and that was mainly done by hand. He shoveled all kinds of noxious substances from the hold. Sulphur, when he was on the sulphur boat, he used to come home bright yellow with bright red eyes, because there was no health and safety, no masks, no eye protection. And he used to scare my friends because he looked like some creature from another planet. He would shovel wheat, and the wheat husks would get stuck behind his eye, and at night they would come out. So it was a very dangerous job. In fact, one time when he was shoveling sulphur, the sulphur was heating up in the hold, and the act of the shovel going in created a spark and created an explosion, and there was a fire. They all had to evacuate. So it was dangerous work. And he was hit by a crane. It was so busy on the dock side, and he damaged his arm, and that affected him for the rest of his life. But all kinds of boats came in, and he would tell us stories about the crew he'd been talking to. So he'd meet people from all over the world, and they would trade, they would bring things from home to sell, because often they were very poor. And he remembers when there was a Russian boat in, there was a very strong Russian military guard to make sure that nobody went onto the ship or came off. So he saw quite a lot of life. It was a whole different world with its a strong camaraderie. I remember his friends, they all had nicknames for each other, and all very un-PC. And Dad's was Oily Doily, because he used to spend lots of time underneath his van, so he was covered in oil. But they would help each other out with anything. It was a very, very strong bond of friends. Yeah, he was made redundant in the 80s. I remember prior to that, we used to go with him on the docks and to collect his little pink discs. I think they were some kind of transport currency, so that he could get from Grimsby to Immingham without having to pay. And he would turn up, and the foreman would choose the teams for the day. And often, especially during the summer holidays, if he wasn't chosen, he'd be very pleased, so we could have a day out instead. And they called it blobbing. If you didn't get chosen, you were blobbed. I had no idea where that comes from, but that was the terminology. So he unloaded all kinds of boats, the butter boat, meat, comestibles, timber. He remembers carrying timber on his shoulder, walking along a plank from ship to shore. It came in from Scandinavia, and it was soaking wet usually, and he would come home with sores behind his ear where it had been rubbing, and the bark was quite soft and sludgy, and it would drop down at the back of his neck. And so he would come home in all different kinds of states. You never really knew how he'd be when he walked through the door, because you never knew what he'd been unloading that day.
What was that like for you when he came home in all of these different states?
It was very worrying. I used to panic and worry about him a lot when I was a kid, especially when he was working on late at night. I used to think that he'd fall into the dock, because I remember going on the docks and being amazed at how high the water was, and I just couldn't imagine that anybody would be safe working at night along the quayside without falling in. So it was quite exciting at times as well. But it was a worry, because obviously we didn't know the danger of breathing in sulfur fumes and sulfur itself. We had no idea, but it was obvious that it wasn't a good thing. Even when I was a child, it was a very strange thing.
And despite the challenges that obviously he faced, as you've described, coming home bright yellow, for example, the inhaling of the sulfur, how did he describe his experiences working on the docks?
He loved it. He really loved it. He loved the physical work. He really loved his friends. And he felt a part of something very important. It was a town within a town, even on the commercial docks. And he loved everything about it. He loved the cafes, the shops, the work itself. And he felt very privileged. He'd had lots of other jobs before then. He worked on wagon repairs and goodness knows what, and he'd done national service in the RAF, but it was on the docks where he really found his sense of belonging.
When you were younger, do you remember going down to the docks?
I do, and it was a strange and wondrous thing. It was really exciting on one hand, but really terrifying on another, because there was so much there that I didn't understand. I remember walking over the bridges I don't know any of the technical names for them, but these iron bridges that would go over the different quays, and they would rock from side to side as you walked over them. But I remember the shops. We used to go into Co-Salt, and it was full of strange equipment and very familiar things. So it sold material, but it also sold lots of equipment that I had no idea what it was for, and it was really alien to me but familiar at the same time. It was a strange experience, really. I know when Dad he bought a van and turned it into a camper van, and he got everything from Co-Salt, and we spent ages choosing the fabric for the cushions, and so that was very familiar and very homely, coupled with this world that I knew nothing about.
And what do you think is important for the younger generation to learn or to understand about the docks?
I think it's really important for them to know historically and social, the social history aspect as well, that the town has been shaped really by the docks, by the fish docks and the commercial docks. And of course the commercial docks are still very busy, and I didn't know just how busy they were until I had a tour with Emma Lingard, and she was explaining that it's still one of the premier ports in the country. I didn't know that. So I think that message needs to be out there, to know that the docks are still very important, even though it's changed beyond recognition. But lots of people, obviously fishermen, forfeited their lives for the growth of the town, and I think that's really important. But it's also important to move on and move forward and not keep harking back to a time that can never be. So acknowledge it for its importance in our history, but to move on as well.